recently, the Phantom of the Opera celebrated its 25th anniversary, making it the longest-running Broadway musical ever. The show's legendary director, Hal Prince, was there. He says he not only sees the show every year.
I see the show probably at least a dozen times a year, but I rehearse them four times a year. And I'm very grateful for it.
Hugh Panero, who plays the Phantom, has a unique perspective. His first stint with the show was 22 years ago when he played the young lover Raoul. Over the years, Panero left the show to do other roles, but he's returned several times and has played the Phantom in more than 1,700 performances. He says part of what keeps things fresh for him is playing opposite so many actresses in the lead role of Christine.
You know, 15 easily. And that's not counting understudies. That's counting girls that have held this contract from the time I was Raoul till now. I get two Christines a week, and no two Christines are alike, which is the beauty of it.
At the Gershwin Theater nearby, production stage manager Mary Beth Abel is putting a new actor into the role of Bach at Wicked. That's the prequel to The Wizard of Oz. The show celebrates its 10th anniversary in October.
Okay, let's just stop one second. Hey, can you bring those glasses back, Greg?
I always say my primary job is to make sure that the show goes on every night as scheduled and that we do it successfully and we get a standing ovation at the end of the night.
She works with the actors in the backstage crew. There are about 120 people who work on Wicked to make sure the show runs smoothly 8 times a week. But she also runs afternoon and evening rehearsals, teaching understudies and new performers their blocking. Where to move on stage and when.
Hands down, when you're in a long run show, the best thing that happens is that there's turnover in cast. That's the best thing that happens because all those influxes of difference make everybody like step up.
One of the new actors is Willemijn Verkaik, who plays Elphaba, the green girl who becomes the Wicked Witch of the West. Verkaik is from the Netherlands and has played Elphaba in Europe in both Dutch and German. Now she's doing it on Broadway in English. Although she's following in the footsteps of Tony Award winner Idina Menzel, she says she's found ways to make the part her own.
You are an actor, so you have to play it yourself, and you have to make it believable. You have to believe it yourself, so you have to go on that journey yourself.
Every show has a resident director who acts as a liaison between the original creators and the cast. That's John Stefaniak's job at The Lion King, which recently celebrated its 15th anniversary. He travels the globe, overseeing as many as 8 productions of the show.
It's not a factory job. You want to allow these actors to feel like actors and treat them as such, not feel like replicas of somebody else's show.
It's the circle of
Ron Kunene has been with The Lion King for all 15 years as a bass in the chorus. Born in South Africa, he has a second job on the show, helping actors in New York and in other companies with some of the African dialects.
And it's based on clicks. So it's my duty to also teach.
Kunene says what keeps the show fresh for him is seeing the expression on the faces of audience members. And even though he's seen The Lion King hundreds of times, resident director John Stefaniak says it's never boring.
I think after all these years, if it doesn't still send a shiver up my back, then I'm not doing my job.
For VOA News, I'm Jeff London in New York.